Well, this morning we have a guest joining us on our program. Tove Brandt is with us here this morning. She's executive director, curator at the Museum of Danish America in Elkhorn. Thanks for spending time with us this morning, Tove. Long time no talk to.
Yes, good to talk to you, Jim.
Yeah, like many other things, the museum kind of took a pause for a while, at least publicly, in person. How did that go?
Well, you know, we all kept very busy behind the scenes. I know that a lot of people who are used to visiting museums kind of wonder, well, what do they do all day? Well, actually, we still have a lot of projects that we were working on, a lot of programs that we were able to keep up with, both online content and video engagement and things like that. A lot of work with our collections and our exhibitions. And so now that we've reopened, kind of again, you know, we opened last summer and then we closed and now we're open again. We have fresh exhibitions on view, you know, fresh arrangements in the design store, and have new events and activities planned for the coming months.
Good, very good. It had to be disappointing to, like everyone else, kind of close down for a while.
Yeah, it really was. You know, like so many other businesses, we just find ourselves balancing, you know, keeping our visitors safe, keeping our staff safe, and making sure that we are confident that we could provide a safe, healthy place for everyone, both visitors and staff. And that's really been the metric that we've been measuring ourselves with. You know, if we all feel safe and comfortable in this environment, and we feel safe and comfortable welcoming visitors as well. And so, you know, as we've all been watching so many events outside of our control change over the past 12 months, you know, we're really glad that as we are emerging into spring again, that, you know, that once again, it does feel like we can kind of safely and comfortably welcome people back to our indoor facilities. Parts of what we do have been always available. You know, lots of people have been enjoying the Jens Jensen Prairie Landscape Park on our site. A lot of people have been enjoying some of our online programs. And this is now just re-adding that more traditional museum visit to the range of what we can offer.
Yeah, well, there's always been an online presence that folks can get into. It's just not the same, though, as being able to, you know, be able to see and experience some of the exhibits that you have.
Exactly. I mean, that's part of why we all go into museum work, is because we all feel that it's so important to see these historical things, these artistic things in person, that you really can't truly substitute that in-person real experience. But, you know, within what we have been able to do, we, you know, trying to be creative, and sometimes the online options allow us opportunities that we don't have in person. We keep doing our monthly brown bag lunch programs, and now we have people attending them from Colorado and Virginia and, you know, places that they would not normally be able to enjoy these programs. So there are trade-offs, you know, with everything.
You bet. Well, let's talk about the good stuff. What will folks find if they swing by the Museum of Danish America?
Well, as usual, we have a wide range of things on view to see. We have a brand new exhibit about Victor Borge, the Danish immigrant kind of comedian and classical piano player. This marks the 10th anniversary of the museum's Victor Borge Legacy Award, which has been an annual piano contest for area high school students and an annual recital of the winners. So we're celebrating that milestone with an exhibit about Victor Borge, this award, and some of the performance archives that we recently acquired from the Borge family. So there's photographs of Borge with so many different famous celebrities, everybody from Henry Kissinger to Oscar the Grouch. It's a really fun illustration of his very wide-ranging career. So that's a whole new exhibit on display. We also have an art installation inspired by Hans Christian Andersen. A contemporary Danish artist put together a show that she calls Snapshots, Traveling with H.C. Andersen, inspired by his own travels through Europe, especially in Italy, in the 19th century. And so she's done a whole series of etchings and paintings inspired by his writings describing what he saw and what he experienced. So that's really fun. And then we always have our visual storage and kind of collection highlights on view. That's everything from the 1960s Nimbus motorcycle to Danish porcelain that, you know, that might be familiar from your grandmother's wall.
It's a lot of interesting, a lot of variety there.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And we plan to later in the spring then by Memorial Day weekend, which is, you know, usually Tivoli Fest here in Elkhorn, we plan to open a new exhibit about wedding traditions, taking out lots of the gowns and gifts and photographs from our own collection and telling the stories of how Danish wedding traditions and American wedding traditions have merged and evolved over the past 150 years. And another new project will be an outdoor exhibit, so really inviting people to enjoy the Prairie Landscape Park with a series of small, teeny tiny stories. Each one fits on a single square of text. They're called square stories. They were written by a Danish author, and we will put them kind of on outdoor signs along the walking path through the Jensen Prairie Landscape Park, so that you can both enjoy the literature as well as the nature. So that should be fun too.
Yeah, a lot of variety there too. Very good. Well, I know it's difficult to maintain some of these types of things, these types of facilities. Anyway, you need a lot of support. How has the support been even during the shutdown?
Well, we've been so grateful. Our members who are in all 50 states, they have continued to be supportive of the museum. On one level, I guess, a lot of our members are used to not visiting the museum in person because they don't live nearby. And so the same kind of support that they usually make on an annual basis was able to continue. And for that, we are so grateful. We also were able to take the opportunity offered by some of the federal CARES Act programs through things like the PPP loans and grant programs provided through the state of Iowa and the Department of Cultural Affairs. And so those were able to really help offset some of the lost revenue from when we were closed. And so we are able to kind of reopen feeling confident about the year ahead, and we have not had to decrease any staffing. We haven't had any layoffs or furloughs, and so it's been so fortunate, and we are so grateful that we've been able to keep our staff team together, our programs together, and to keep finding ways to make sure that our audience is still served. So we feel very fortunate and very grateful.
Yeah, game day revenue really isn't what keeps the doors open. It's not the daily money that people pay when they come in that keeps you going.
It's not. No, I mean we can count up the difference and we can see the difference, but the majority of our expenses are paid by individual contributions from our membership, yeah. Which is all over the country and around the world.
Good to have friends.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
good to have friends. Very good. Well, if folks want to swing by and enjoy some of the exhibits, some of the things that are there to see at the Museum of Danish America, will they notice the processes and procedures might be a little different?
A little different. We are not open 7 days a week as we were previously. Currently, our schedule is 5 days a week, Tuesday through Saturday, from 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. We are requiring masks, and we are asking that everyone practice social distancing. But otherwise, all the galleries are open, and as usual, it's a self-guided tour. Similarly, our genealogy center is open, regular hours Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. And so anyone who's been itching to do some more family history research can stop in and look for the resources there to help them out. So So we, you know, we're getting back to regular services. Just a few differences in the times that we're open, and we are still requiring that masks be worn inside our facilities.
All right. And if anyone has any questions, there's the online presence where they can find more information, and I suppose they could always call.
They can always call 764-7001, and danishmuseum.org is our website. So, we're happy to answer questions, and we'd love to welcome people back to the museum.
You betcha. It's always exciting to get back to the mission again.
Mm-hmm, it
is. Very good. Well, Tova, thank you so much for the time this morning. Continued success.
Thank you so much, Jim.